All right, here we go. It's time for...
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
I'll do that. Checking in at...
Number five.
All right, the Mueller investigation was on the mind of the senators today at the confirmation hearings of the Attorney General nominee, William Barr. Here is Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont.
So will you commit, if confirmed, to both seeking and following the advice of the department's career ethics officials on whether you must recuse from the special counsel's investigation?
I will seek the advice of the career ethics personnel, but under the regulations, I make the decision as the head of the agency as to my own recusal. So I certainly would consult with them, and at the end of the day, I would make a decision in good faith based on the laws and the facts that are evident at that time.
So that's a... First of all, Patrick Leahy, for those of you wondering, did just come back from the dead when he asked that question. That is true. But it's I'm not sure how I feel about that answer. But there's more.
Are there any circumstances that would cause you to terminate the investigation or any component of it or significantly restrict its funding?
Under the regulations, Bob Mueller could only be terminated for good cause, and I frankly, it's unimaginable to me that Bob would ever do anything that gave rise to good cause.
I like how he calls him Bob.
I know, he's like, Bobby and I, you know, we go way back, decades in fact, our wives went to Bible class together. I mean, they know each other very well.
Mm-hmm. It's like when people call Robert De Niro Bobby De Niro.
Do you know him that well?
You really impressed by that? Well, this guy, calling him Bob Mueller, is like, oh, yeah, well, Bob and I, Bob and I were talking about this on the third hole. Okay.
But you think that gives you a little more of a good feeling that he's going to respect not only the office of the special counsel, but the person. He knows him. He respects him.
And then?
But in theory, if something happened that was good cause, for me, it would actually take more than that. It'd have to be pretty grave, and the public interest would essentially have to compel it, because I believe right now the overarching public interest is to allow him to finish.
Yeah. It's interesting, talking about the Mueller investigation. Watching this thing today, as he was being asked questions by both Republicans and Democrats, it really did, the sense that I got from the entire proceeding there with William Barr, he's gonna fly right through confirmation. He didn't say anything that was particularly controversial.
No.
He seemed to be supportive of the rule of law when it comes to the Mueller investigation and the continued, letting Mueller continue his deal. And he didn't really take the bait from some of the Republican senators about the FBI and there's, bad cops and the FBI's all corrupt because they're looking into Donald Trump. He didn't seem to really bite on that. And, when you stop and you think about that for a second, I'm telling you, and I know this really, it agitates people who love Donald Trump when I say this, I'll take a gentleman's bet with any of the people out there. This, a year from now, I think the people who have been so defensive of him will have changed their mind as opposed to people who have been so opposed to him. Now, they would say that about me, right? The other side would say, you're going to be totally wrong about this. Donald Trump's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents of all times. But the mounting evidence and the tone of people, even the people around Donald Trump, the tone has changed. And Donald Trump's so defensive about everything here. It's not because he's, the whole world is out to get him. Everybody you know who's ever said the whole world's out to get me. When were those people ever right? Right? I mean, save a few, like Adolf Hitler, right? I mean, he was right. The whole world was out to get him. They got him. Now, there's a comparison. I'm just saying that's it. When people say that, they're very rarely ever right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just wonder if after watching today's presentation, if the president did, I know he's probably, you know, he's in meetings and had other things going on. But if he, when he goes home and watches, when he goes up to the residence tonight and he watches Fox's presentation of this, I think he's going to get mad at Barr. I really do. Watch the Twitter feed tonight.
It might happen. I mean, remember, he's the one that wrote the memo saying that the whole Mueller investigation into this particular issue was fatally misconceived. And that's one of the things that was concerning people as he was nominated for this office.
That's not what he said here.
Not what he said.
No.
He said that there's no, the man I know, Robert Mueller, would never be on a witch hunt. He's not that kind of person who would pursue that.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Like what you said before.
Hold on. Forget it. You're out. What do I got? Who I got? What's the guy that looks like a refrigerator? Keep him.
How about Giuliani?
Oh, my God. Giuliani.
Next.
Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani literally said he, I mean, have you noticed you've not heard from Rudy Giuliani since he said, oh, no, the president knew about the, you know, that Russia thing was still going on. And to the Trump Hotel Moscow was still going on until like election day.
Uh-huh. Sure. That's a good thing to say.
All right. Can I move on? I'm going to move on now.
Number four.
Singer, actress, comedian, Carol Channing, best known for her role on Broadway as Hello, Dolly, has died. Channing is best known for originating the lead role of Dolly Gallagher. Is it Dolly Gallagher Levi? Is that right? I did not realize that.
No.
I didn't, because I never said anything else to Dolly but hello. In a Broadway production, which began in 1964.
Dolly will never go away again.
Hello, Dolly.
Carol Channing.
Headline in the LA Times, Goodbye, Dolly.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I remember it fondly and all the people she inspired, but that was the headline.
Too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Too soon. I know what you're thinking. Wasn't she already dead? No.
97.
She was 97 years old.
Good for her.
All right. We'll get to your three and your two and your one. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's going on in the newsroom at the top, bottom of the hour?
Road, the rules for kids shopping at one Chicago mall might get tougher.
Yeah! All right. Can't wait for the deck party. Get real in the morning. Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
All right. Top 5-5 continues right here. We've worked our way up to
number three.
Sony and Marvel have released the first trailer for the sequel to 2017's Spider-Man Homecoming called Spider-Man Far From Home.
Peter Parker here to pick up a passport, please.
Mini toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
Pack your suit.
I just want to go on my trip with my friends. Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal makes his way into this because he's overseas. Wow. This takes place overseas, which tells you that's where they plan on making their money with this movie. And Jake Gyllenhaal plays Mysterio, and Samuel L. Jackson is back, too, as Nick Fury.
So nice to finally meet you,
Spider-Man.
You're Nick Fury.
Put some clothes on. Let's go for a ride.
Is he going to be okay like that?
Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
I think Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
You got gifts, Parker, but we have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
They're just cranking these Spider-Man movies out.
They're just cranking superhero movies out.
So true.
I notice you don't get... And then it's sort of like, you know, when movies become hits, everybody wants to follow up and do another... Like disaster movies in the 1970s were like that. Everybody's doing it. They're taking characters that shouldn't even be superheroes. And they're making them into superheroes.
And they just came out with that animated Spider-Man.
Right. Right. Well, they did that with that. And where they're all different Spider-Men.
Right.
I think... Well, that's the problem with Spider-Man. It's kind of... The rights are a little unclear as to who can actually control the Spider-Man. But I think what's going to be interesting to me is this. It's the one that Brie Larson is in.
Is that another
Captain
Spider-Man?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Because, you know, like Brie Larson is like an Oscar nominee actress, right? And she's like playing a superhero. I know this is, will be her second time playing this, right? I think she was in one of those other movies, but this one's all going to be about her. It's going to be interesting.
Due out in March, March 8th.
Yeah.
So you're going to watch that one?
Yes. I understand Dame Judi Dench is going to be in a Marvel action film before it's all said and done. The broken hip is what she's doing. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two,
Colton Underwood. You know he's the first virgin bachelor. Sat down with Billy Eichner for a serious man to man talk on last night's episode of Eichner Grilled. The 26-year-old who's says he's never experienced sex talks about his commitment to remain abstinent during the production.
I just met you.
Yes.
You're a virgin.
Yes.
Never even like a one night?
No.
I feel like those are awkward. I would.
No, they're fantastic.
Are you going to wait till you get married?
I'm going to wait until I'm in love.
Fine. You get an award. I'm glad you waited to have sex until you found someone who can successfully do a three-legged race. I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Egg on a spoon.
Is this not criteria that you normally look for?
No, the first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know.
I
put that in your promo.
This guy's going to have sex. He's going to get drunk one night and have sex with all the contestants in one night. Just go crazy.
Right, exactly. You're next! Yep. And then the contestants on that show, they're going, if I get my break in Hollywood, I am more than willing to do this. I mean, really, the honest to God truth, you know, you talk about the Me Too movement and all that, and about how, and Weinstein and all the bad stuff
that
has happened.
Women are lining up.
But think about what the entire institution of The Bachelor is about.
Right?
Think about that for a second. I mean, it's all women just vying to be famous and to marry a guy they just met on a TV show.
They do it with a woman, too. Like, well, the men line up for the woman.
I know, but you kind of expect what the guy, but the guys don't. The way that, you know, the guys are all competing with each other, you know, I'm going to get her, you know, at the end. And none of it, nobody gets married. But, I mean, you talk about sort of retrograde sexual stereotypes.
Right.
So that's what this whole institution is about. Isn't
true.
It?
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, without, I mean, that's, you know, if Gillette wants to do a commercial, they should do it about that. All right. And finally,
number one.
Clemson Tigers were at the White House last night. President was there as well, and he decided to serve a variety of fast food to the football players because he said that the kitchen was shut down because of the government shutdown,
mm-hmm.
and that Melania and Karen Pence were going to make salads.
And he didn't think the players would be really into that.
I didn't think so, no. So he spent $3,000 of his own money on fast food.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you because we have a shutdown? Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs?
You know, one guy who's not happy with the Gillette commercial.
Yeah, really.
That's the president.
I hate
boycott.
Except it's Gillette Stadium is his favorite team.
That's a good point.
The Patriots. So there's that.
Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson star quarterback, the one who's from the Game of Thrones backup double or body double. He was loving it. He said totally into the whole fast food thing. And then there are some other ones who caught on video players saying, "Is he serious? Are we really doing this?" We thought that was a joke.
I put olives on the pizza. Is there more of him? I love this.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many french fries, all of our favorite foods. I want to see what's here when we leave, because I don't think it's going to be much. The reason we did this is because of the shutdown. We want to make sure that everything is right. So we sent out, we got this, and we have some wonderful people working at the White House. They helped us out with this. And I will say the Republicans are really, really sticking together. It's great to see because we need border security. We have to have it.
Oh, God. We're here for a football thing.
Enjoy your Filet-O-Fish.
Can anything be... Oh, no Filet-O-Fish. Ew.
He likes the
Can anything not be about politics for just 1 minute with him? We really need border security. And all these guys, the clones of football brothers, go, what are you talking about, man? All right. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's the end of the top five. I'm closing this thing up.
The top five at five.